Blog Talk Radio.
I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God.
Let's raise that loud thing.
I'm no longer a slave to fear, yeah, for I am a child of God.
Let's raise it out.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song.
Shout it out.
Of deliverance, my enemy, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
Let's declare it together, say it.
For I am a child of God.
I love this when y'all listen.
From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name.
Yeah.
I've been born again. Your family, your blood flows through.
Let's do that one more time.
From my mother's womb, from my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Your love has called my name. I've been born again. Your family.
Now shout it out. Your blood.
Your blood.
Thank you.
You're no longer a slave. You got to know that. You're no longer a slave to Satan. You don't have to accept whatever he's trying to dish out. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ. I was called by the will of God. And to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we are elated, excited that you're here to share with us in this time and that we call the Word at Noon. We pray that you receive something when you have left here. We want to ask Pastor Bill if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer on this thankful Thursday. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio.
B1. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. I am a child of God. Amen, amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we come in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you, Father God, for another day. We're thanking you for our pastor. Thanking you, Father God, for those that have called in today and those who are listening by internet. But we ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God. We invite them anything and everything to try to come up against us, Father God, from trying to hinder us from receiving this word today, Father God. Be with all those who are sick and shut in. Be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. Be with all those who are going through, Father God, because you'll make a way out of no way for them, Father God. Lord, continue to open up our hearts and our mind to the word. We ask that you will bless our pastor. Continue to use him as he's led by the Holy Spirit to teach us, Father God. And as we receive this word, as we hear this word, let us meditate on it day and night, Father God. Lord, we give you praise, and we just want to thank you, Father God, for another day and also for another thankful Thursday. Have your way in our lives, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And the name of that song by Tasha Cobb Leonard is We're No Longer Slaves. And that's important, brother and sister, because Satan wants you to think you're still slave to God. We're not slave to God, to sin. We're not slave to any gods. Matter of fact, we're sons of God. Okay, that's important. Satan don't want us to ever see ourselves like that. But remember, he's just the opposite of what the Word of God says. And that's why it's so important for us to get in there and see that we're not slave. We're not part of a bond. We're not any of that. We're the sons of God. We're the very righteousness of God by faith. And you have to confess that or Satan will continue to keep you in bondage. Today is Thankful Thursday. And anyone like to share something they're thankful for, just press 1. Anyone like to share something you're thankful for, just press 1. Hallelujah. Meanwhile, I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee if she'll give us a piece of bread, something, a slice or something. If she can't give us a sandwich, give us something.
Praise God.
Anyone else for Thankful Thursday? Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Pastor, till someone come on, I like to thank God for another Thankful Thursday and also for his word and the scripture. Thankful for all the scriptures, but the one scripture we've been studying on lately is from Hebrews 1 and verse 4. It says, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And the New Living Translation said, this shows that the Son is far greater than the angels, just as the name of God gave him is greater than their names. And so as I was reading that, I just thank God for the word, because it lets us know that our Lord and Savior is far greater than angels. He's far greater than anything. And so we can put our trust in him knowing that, and we can lean and depend on him. And so, you know, the scriptures let us know that even though the angels were also created, but that's okay, because we know that Jesus is far greater than any of the angels. Because I'm reminded in Revelation when John, when the angel appeared to John and how he fell down, and the angel told him, don't worship me. And then let John know what those things was about to take place. So I thank God for this lesson. I'm thanking God that I'm learning more about the angels and about our Lord and how he made Jesus so much better. And so to God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else? You know, he is so much better than the angels. All the angels. That's why it's really important that we get into this one about Lucifer, because he had so many powers and he was so powerful. And you have to know that he has more power than Lucifer, even though sometimes it doesn't seem like it, but he does. And you have the right to prove God. That's the other thing. Anyone else before we get back into this lesson? Hallelujah.
Well, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Please excuse that noise in the background. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Thanking the Lord for another day. It was a promise. I thank you for keeping me. I don't know if anybody ever had a broken or fracture. They say the fracture is worse than the break. But I'm going to just keep, you know, sucking it up. By his stripes, I am healed. And
Amen.
Praise the Lord will take this pain out of my foot.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hi, God bless.
God bless.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I just heard, I hope you feel better soon.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I was hoping I could get a prayer, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, sir. We agree with you. Go ahead and agree with him, Pastor.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thanking you and our brother as he come and request prayer today, Father God. You know his heart. You know what he's going through, Father God. Nothing impossible for you, Father God. So help him, Father God, in whatever it is, Father God, that he's asking you for, Father God, that he will have a testimony for you, Father God. We know you're a way maker
Thank
out of
you.
Nowhere. And all we have to do is put our trust in you today, Father God. So we bind up anything and everything that try to hinder him from doing your will, Father God. And we just praying, Father God, that your will be done in his life. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And I'm sorry I didn't get to tell you what I asked you to pray for. And I hope this prayer works, because what I wanted you to pray for was my son became a woman, and he married a wonderful man, and I was hoping you'd pray for my son to give birth.
My Lord, have mercy. We're praying that your eyes be open, and that their eyes be open, and that God will reveal the truth. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Absolutely. Our prayers are based on the Word of God and the things of God. This week, we're talking about, the subject is really about Satan and the fallen angels. These fallen angels are called demons, and they come to possess us. They come to take over. And you have to know really what's going on with these demons. First Peter, I'm going to ask Pastor, she'll go there. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, will you go there, Pastor? And let's read that scripture. 1 Peter 5 and 8. Hallelujah. My screen. You got it, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
From the King James, be sober, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Amen.
Job is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's John 10. So Peter says here that he's going about, doesn't matter where he go, who around, his purpose is to devour. Now, what does that mean? It don't mean just to slap you. It don't mean just to eat you. He wants to annihilate. You know, it's some animal, they'll grab and they'll eat part of it. No. Satan is the kind of animal, he going to eat everything. Meat, bones, everything. Devour, take it all. So that's what he does to our lives. He come into my lives. You know, it'd be one thing to say, well, you know, Satan hit me. No, he don't play like that. He don't play fair. Mm-hmm. He not happy. You know, you think somebody dead, you'd be happy. No, he want to destroy you. Satan want to make sure that there's nothing left of you. That's the game he plays. He plays the game that he want to use you up totally, make you dissolute. You know, he want to bring you to ruins, tear you totally down, waste you, annihilate you, blow you out. That's what he does. He want to make sure that there's nothing left. For a better way, he want to consume it. So there is no trace. That's what that word really means. He want to devour us. So he's not happy with you telling a lie. He wants you to lie until you kid yourself. That's how he works, brothers and sisters. You know, you would think somebody would just be happy with doing you wrong. That's not the way Satan is. You know, he ain't happy with you just losing your job. He wants you to lose your house, lose your family. Like the story over in the book of Job. See, he ain't happy. He wants to get at us. That's why I like that story in the book of Job. That's what he want to do. He wants to devour. And the Bible says, and I'll let you all read that, see, when the sons of God went before God, Satan came also. So Satan has access to earth. Don't think he don't. Because he has access to use people. I was thinking about over there in the book of Job, and I was going to share that with you all. There's some other things running across my mind, because you got to know that you're dealing with your, he's your adversary. So 1 Peter 5:8 says he's your adversary. He is against you. He opposes you. So just like that brother said a moment ago, now what the business his son marrying another, you know, we rebuke that kind of mess. That's not of God, brother and sister. God didn't call Adam and Steve. He called Adam and Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't care how many laws they make, it will not supersede the word of God. So if you want to do anything, brother, you need to rebuke that thing that's in your son and your son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And your son-in-law. That's ignorant. That's stupid. See, two men is not going to have no baby. So Satan wants you to believe that lie because he is the father of it. And since he brought that up, I'm going to show you all. He said he'll use anybody. Over in John 8:44-45, I'm going to ask Pastor she'll go there.
8:45. Okay. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abide not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Amen.
Yeah, see, and that's what happened, brothers and sisters. When you tell the people the truth, they're not interested in the truth. I'll just tell you straight up. They already have a preconceived mind, set mind, if you will, to what they want to do and how they want to do it.
All right.
It's wrong. Yeah. I mean, it's no other way. There's no way to sugarcoat this. And with all the love in me, there's enough love in me to tell you the truth. So I have to ask myself, do I have pity or tell them the truth? Well, bless God, tell you the truth. He did not ordain that. That's Satan's work, because he's the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4, that's what he does. And we're going to get into that this week. But he is the father of lies, and that's what he does. See, that's the part you have to know. You have to know he is a father of lies. And I'm so glad Pastor listened to the Spirit of God. We don't need to know you to pray for. That's not necessary, brother, that we know what you're praying for. We just know how to pray. And we pray to God, and God tells us what to pray for. It ain't always we need to know. We don't need to hear from Satan. The last thing we need to do is hear from Satan. Because we know he's a liar. So it's not necessary that we hear from him. In Job, I think it's a nice revelation. You have to know that he don't have all power. But in the book of Job, before we leave here, the I want to start with 2 and 6. But then again, in 1 and 22 is where I want to go. But let's read 2 and 6 first, Pastor, and then we'll go to 1 and 22. So that would be Job 2 and 6.
Okay. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, He is in thy hand. But say, amen. That was Job 2 and 6.
And 1 and 22.
Okay, 1 and 22. In all this, Job sinned not, charged God foolishly. Amen.
You see, Satan is going to come because that's his purpose.
All right.
He came when the sons of God came. And as they went forth, he went forth to present himself. But God already knew what he was up to. God already knew what he was trying to do. And then we won't get into it today. I'm just highlighting something because that brother just said something. Let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. No matter what Satan try to throw at you, you keep your integrity. You keep what you got in the Word of God. You keep what you have with the Word of God.
Yeah. Amen.
And so, and the point I want to show you here, the revelation is, wherever you go before God, Satan is right on your back. He's right on the side. Right? I mean, he's there trying to. But you know, you got goodness and mercy.
Ooh, hallelujah.
But he's there.
Thank you.
You go before God, Satan, truck right along.
Yeah.
Of course, all over with, he's going to be asking questions like, and try to explain to God that you don't fear God. And God have to let Satan know. I don't care if it's it was three times he was tried, but I don't want to get into that part today because that's going to be for another day. I just want you to know that when you're going before God, Satan is going too. And that's why God asked him, said, so where you going, Satan? Where you going? He said, I'm going to and fro in the earth. See, he hadn't bind him up yet, brothers and sisters. Don't let people teach you all that old phony stuff, because over there in Matthew 4 and 11, he was led up. Jesus was led up to a high mountain to take everything Satan had. And we'll get into that. Not today. I just want you to know that he's still in the earth. He's still walking around seeing whom he made just tear up all together. Destroy altogether.
Yes.
That's why I like 1 Peter 5 and 8, because that's what Satan want to do. He just want to tear us up all together so it's nothing left. I know it's thankful Thursday, so let me see. Anybody else have anything they want to be thankful for? Hallelujah. Well, hopefully... we're going to talk about the fact that Satan is not omnipotent. I definitely say that. He don't know everything. He don't have power over you unless it's allowed, and God have to allow. One of the things we're going to point out on this lesson is he is a deceiver of the world, the whole world. Well, you say, preacher, why is that important? Because Jesus told you not to be of the world. And he's telling us that because he knows that's where Satan operates at. See, when you become of the world, God knows what the world is. When you become things of the world, then you're under Satan's domain. You're up under his authority.
Amen.
See, so when he tells us not to be of the world, it's simply because he know that Satan is a deceiver of the world. But if you're not of the world, he can't deceive you.
All right. Amen. Amen.
You know, he oppressed Paul's ministry. And we'll get into that a little bit. Because Satan uses godly things to advance his attack on man. And we'll, mm-hmm. we'll get into that this, what's the date, Thursday? We'll lay down a lot of tracks tomorrow, a lot of basic things to what we're going to get into next week. But you'll have a chance to get a lot of these scriptures. Pastor shared some things with me yesterday, made me go and just get a whole list of scriptures. So we're going to ask you all to get your pencil, paper, whatever, and have them ready tomorrow. And we're going to the scriptures. We're going to lay them out. We may not talk about them all, but we're gonna deal with them all from Isaiah, Ezekiel, from Genesis. It won't matter. From the book of Job to the book of Revelation, even down to Revelation 20. Know that Satan is the father of all lies. So when you hear a lie, know that Satan is operating in that person. And God's going to make it known to you.
Yes, he will.
And the main thing in his, brother, sister, let me tell you, it's so important when you're following God, you don't have to worry about the enemy. Now, we're going to leave it there, and we'll just get started tomorrow with all these scriptures. Hallelujah. Hey. Unless somebody else has something else to say. Did you have anything else you wanted to share, Pastor?
Well, I was just reading that in Job, Pastor, how Satan came to, that you were saying he was going to and fro. And that was Job 1, verses 6 through 12. So I can go ahead and read that. It says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doeth Job fear God for naught? Hath not thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is in the land. Thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we'll dig into that, brothers and sisters, because you need to know, you know, there's things you first of all, keep your integrity. No matter what, keep your integrity. Mm-hmm. As long as you're holding on to truth, God is going to hang in there with you, promise you. And you ain't got to worry about Satan. Now, another thing I want to point out about that scripture she read. See, Satan had the power to kill Job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
So God told him right off, now you can do what you want to do, just don't kill the man. Don't touch his soul.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You can attack everything there. Do not mess with his soul.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. I'm not trying to share light on Satan. I just want you all to know how much power he has. Because he come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what devout is. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So when you read, a 1 Peter 5 and 8, know that that's telling you about John 10:10. That's what that is. That's what he come to do, steal, kill, and destroy. Because that's what that word really means, to devour.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. That's what he come to do. Exactly. To drain man and deplete him of everything. It's kind of interesting that if you just keep on letting the devil do stuff, he will. So sometimes you have to shed him off. So that's what I did earlier, because the Lord told me, say, oh, all Satan going to do is keep on coming back. Keep on coming back. That's the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
He will return.
Mm-hmm.
He would love to have the last say-so in your life, but he don't. God has the last say-so. And we're going to learn that in Job. Because that's really important. Even when nobody understands you, your friends don't understand you, your wife don't understand you, your husband don't understand you. Listen, brothers and sisters, you just keep your integrity. Because one thing about it, God understands.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And some people try to act like there's not a devil. There is a devil. There's an evil influence in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't, what made people kill each other? What made people rape people? Sodomize. I mean, what? If there wasn't an evil influence in the world.
Yeah.
So God has given us the power to combat this stuff. And so when he said there is a ruler of the darkness, you better believe it is. When he said there's spiritual wickedness in high places, you better believe it is.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these strongholds that we up against, and you got to just fight. That's all I say. Fight with the word of God. It ain't hard as it seemed to be. And you're a winner.
Amen.
And nothing else. Hallelujah. We're going to